The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Zooming by. It's Tuesday. Glad you're along. Purported, apparent, but not official, nominee Joe the Creeper Biden has picked the Kamala Harris as his vice president. And a lot of people aren't happy. Bernie supporters are enraged about it. In fact, they call it giving us the middle finger. So the libtards are trashing Biden's pick of Kamala Harris. Not a big surprise. Meanwhile, the Soviet Seattle The Soviet Seattle Communist City Council has approved defunding the police. And remember this in the big picture. The Bolsheviks always target the bigger cities to try to take them down. And they're doing that here. Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, Baltimore, and there are others in the queue. New York is essentially already gone. Chicago, you saw the absolute ridiculous looting there. These people go crazy in the streets like they're on something. Of course, they are on something, a lot of them. But they go into these stores and just they actually video record themselves, their own kind, doing this. And they laugh it up, and they hoot, and they holler, and they yell, and they scream. And boy, they're getting even, aren't they, for 350 years of memories of alleged suffering that they have never come into contact with in terms of slavery, but that doesn't slow them down. They're owed all this. Okay, now, perspective. What we need now and through these next 6 months more than anything is perspective. An ability to look at the situation, pull back, see the bigger picture, understand what's really going on here. Pull yourselves away from the left-right paradigm, the label game. It doesn't really matter. The controllers will do as they will. There's nothing going to stop them. They know what they want. They're going to accomplish it. And unfortunately, I hope that doesn't sound defeatist, but it's very practical. They know what they're doing. They've been planning this for hundreds of years. This is the slam dunk, as they certainly think it's going to be. Time will tell. But perspective. When you think about all of the massive censorship, and I should really use the word eradication online of not only current contemporary correct views of politics and social upheaval, but history, historical views of what has happened. As corrupt as history it is, it certainly is our history, but it's being around the clock, 24 hours a day, it's being disappeared. It's being vanished by the big tech boys and girls who are essentially almost invariably progressive liberal communists. That's their game. They're not rewriting history as much as they're eradicating history. So it's just simply not going to be there. 95% of the people use Google to search. If they search for history, what are they going to find? Very little on balance of what has happened. But what there is left will be so thoroughly rewritten and skewed as to leave these young people with next to no idea about what's going on. That's the game. Number one target audience. Remember, Generation Z? They don't want little children. They're too little. They don't want mature adults. They're too smart. So they're going to go after young millennials and Generation Z, and they're going to continue programming them right into oblivion. And that's what you see when you see these riots. A lot of them are mostly white. If you look carefully, they're about 25 or younger. They're idiots. Okay, enough of that. Back to my original premise of perspective. There are very few people in the Western world, hell, in the whole world, who have the perspective that Jordan Maxwell does. Jordan has watched and studied all of this for over 50 years, 57 years, I think. He knows. He knows. Jordan has been a friend of mine for 25 years, and I have learned a great deal from Jordan. He is coming back now and recovering from a stroke and a heart attack. And he was fortunate that the stroke hit a part of his brain that led to a loss of balance. It wasn't something that was intellectual or the ability to verbalize terms, concepts, history. He was able to learn balance again, and he's doing much better. And the heart attack, well, we'll let him tell us about that. He's a wonderful treasure, and he's back with us tonight. Hello, Jordan, my friend. Welcome back.
Hello, Jeff. This is Jordan. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine, yes.
Okay. Well, at least my computer's working. Because when you were doing your intro, I had to reboot my computer hoping that it would get fixed fast enough so I could be on the show with you.
Well, it worked.
As it turns out it worked fine. It worked all right.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners, and right away all of you listening were probably worried that, oh my God, what's he going to sound like? He sounds like Jordan. He's fine. It's one of those things where it could have been far worse, but it's thank God it's okay.
Yeah, I realize it could have been much worse, but it only happened to that part of my brain that keeps balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've lost my balance, but now I'm gaining it back. I can walk now without the walker. And I'm not falling down in the streets like I have in the past. And I think that was because of the high blood pressure. But anyway, I'm feeling better. But I am actually not feeling very well about life in general, because I realize that I have worked all my life to do one thing, and that is to help educate my fellow man, only to find out that most people don't know what's going on, have no idea in the world. And so I don't know what to say about that.
Well, that's by design, though, as we both know, and this has carefully been constructed to this point, to bring the average intellectual competency level of the average younger American down to an all-time low. I mean, there are many, many stories about this, and they've evaluated young people, and their baseline intellect is horrific. They just don't have it.
Well, you know, V.I. Lenin, one of the founders of the Soviet Union Communist Party, said that the Russian people were very necessary. He had to get all the people to agree on living under a communist government. So V.I. Lenin called, I think it was V.I. Lenin, called the Russian people useful idiots. Mm-hmm. They were referred to as useful idiots. In other words, they were so stupid they didn't know they were being brought into the Communist Party, but they're very useful. So you gotta get them on your side.
Useful idiots. You know, that's very much like Kissinger's useless eaters in reverse.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. And so, and of course, if you go back far enough, many, many, many years ago, there were articles about Henry Kissinger was one of the top officials in the East German government. And the Rockefellers saw him and found him and brought him to America because he was doing so well for the communists. They wanted him to work for the Americans. So the Rockefellers brought Henry Kissinger from East Germany to America so he could run the Communist Party in America. And extraordinary stuff going on right now. I don't know what else to say. It's just incredible. I can't believe what has happened.
What we're seeing, I can't either. What we're seeing is an internationally financed invasion of the formerly United States of America by Bolshevik communists. You can call them Antifa. You can call them Black Lives Matter, whatever you want. But they're nothing less than apparatchiks of the communist movement. That's what they
are. That's exactly correct. That's exactly what they are. Hillary Clinton and B.O. Barack Obama used a catchphrase that the communists came up with. They called it the dawn of a new day for the world. Well, when Obama was running for president, his presidency said to get ready for the dawn of a new day. That's precisely the words that were used. And if you go on the web today and look up Dawn of a New Day, you will see communist publications all over the world talking about the dawn of a new day. And then you will see Hillary Clinton, when she ran for president, her basis for running was the dawn of a new day for Hillary Clinton. And she was going to bring to the world the dawn of a new day. Soviet communist propaganda, period.
See, that's just another side of the same coin that George Herbert Walker Bush coined when he said,
a new world order.
Thank you.
And it's incredible how they get away with this stuff. They get away with it because the American people have no idea what's being said.
No idea, and frankly, honestly, most of them are under such stress and anxiety. A lot of them don't really care about these things. They're worried and frightened to death about how they're going to feed their families, where they're going to be living tomorrow or the next day, because we've got 35 million Americans about to be thrown out on the streets, Jordan. How can this happen? It wasn't their fault. They didn't lose their jobs intentionally. These businesses didn't die intentionally. This is a massacre of a way of life, is what we're seeing.
I am totally convinced of that, that we are seeing the complete and total downfall of Western civilization, which has fed and finance the whole world.
How about white Western?
When we go under, everybody on the earth is going to feel it.
Oh, well said. White Western Christian civilization that brought the world this time around to its highest level of artistic, you name it, whatever discipline you're talking about, in all ways, brought it to its peak, its pinnacle of success.
Yes.
I mean, the intellectual accomplishments, extraordinary, the design, the architecture. You can go right through the whole thing, and there'll never be anything else like it. The other major religions, if they are religions at all, and I have my doubts about Islam, of course, although I guess if people believe it, it's a religion, but it's a very dark and dreary and deadly movement. But they will, by ordainment in their own religious scripture, kill all Western white communists. Whether they're any, they see, people don't understand. They're out there in the streets, but they'll be some of the first to be sacrificed. They think they're safe. They're not. The Muslims will take it all down. If you're not a believer, you're dead. That's what the scripture says in Islam. It's very simple.
If you're not a communist official in the World Revolutionary Movement, then you will be. Quickly, once they obtain what they want, then you will be removed from the world that you live in.
Oh, exterminated. And these idiots will never understand. I talked to a guy on the phone briefly the other day, and I tried to just say something about Greater Israel. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, there's a plan that Israel will come to completely subjugate and hegemonize the Middle East. That's Greater Israel. And that's what they're doing. He says, well, have you ever been there? I said, no, I haven't been to Israel. He says, well, I have. I was there back in the 70s. And this guy was so brainwashed and so pro-Israel because he had simply been there that he didn't want to hear any criticism whatsoever about it. And this was not a Jew. This was just a normal sucker. And they got a lot of them. Then we got 45,000. No. Excuse me. 40 to 45 million Christian Zionists in this country.
Yeah.
Christian Zionists. Think about that. Well, anyway.
And nobody seems to realize that what we call today Israel was, first of all, goes back in history. We call that the land of Cana. It's a Canaanite religion. And supposedly, according to the Bible, the Canaanites were an incredibly bad and evil people. That's what the Bible says of them. Well, the land of Cana became known today as the land of Israel. Israel is in the land of Cana, and this is why the Canaanites, one of the features of Canaanite religion was the burning of children. The Canaanites would take their children to the big services, and there would be a big pit full of fire, and they would throw their children into the fire to sacrifice their children to the god Moloch. And so after the fire was finally gone, after the fire was put out, the priests of Cana were told to eat the bodies because they've been fried good. And so now the priests had to eat the bodies. And that's where we get the word Cana, Baal worship. They were called Baal worshipers because they were worshiping the sun. And the sun is very hot, so they were throwing their children into the hot fire.
B-A-A-L for you listeners, Baal.
Yeah, B-A-A-L was the god of the Canaanites, still is today.
That was their fun barbecue time, huh?
That's right, and that's where we get the word cannibal, because they were Cana Baal worshippers. Baal worshippers from Cana. They would call them cannibals.
How interesting.
Yeah, and so today, Israel is the land of cannibals. Cannibal. They don't mind throwing their children into the fire of hell. They don't care. They're doing what
especially
they
are. Especially if they're Palestinian children.
Especially Palestinian children. But it's really interesting because there's so much to know about what's going on in the world that people just have no idea at all. You know, a few years ago when my brother was alive, I was taking him down to the airport, the Los Angeles airport. Mm-hmm. And as we entered, I saw at least a dozen stretched black limos. And the last one said all the license tags were the same except for the number. All the license tags on this dozen stretched limos said KGB. Every one of them had KGB 12. The next one was KGB 11. And each one down the line until they got to the first one. They all said KGB, which is the Soviet Communist Secret Police. Mm-hmm. And this was in Los Angeles.
And when was this?
They all got stretched limos.
When was this?
And this was quite a few years ago.
Now it's called the FSB. That is very interesting. They were right out in our face with those limos, weren't they? KGB.
Yeah.
They were diplomatic.
Right there at the airport. There was about 12 of them.
Yeah. Quasi-diplomatic plates,
all
parked right there
in front of the airport.
Funny.
And then I found out when I was home back in California. I'm not in California any longer because I have no place to live and I have no money and I have nothing to live on. So I had to come to northern Arizona, to Flagstaff, mm-hmm. Arizona, because I have a friend here that offered me a place to live. And if you have no place to live, anything is better than nothing. So I had to come to Flagstaff, Arizona to live. And I've been here for a couple of years now. And I'm planning on going back to Los Angeles. I don't know what's going to happen, but I've got so many people who contacted me and said, please come back to L.A. We'll help you. So I'm going to trust and hope that I'll be able to do something with my life going back to Los Angeles, right? Because I've had a stroke and a heart attack and I'm not well. And so I don't know what to do. I guess I just have to depend and hope on my friends that I will have enough help to
That's what friends are, and that's what friends are for. And as soon as you get back to Los Angeles, and I think we've been talking, but that's going to be very soon. When you get back there, you come back on the program, and we're going to set up a way to get financial contributions going your way to help you. We'll do that. So hold
on to
that.
That'll be wonderful because I have zero nothing right now. I have zero nothing, and I'm afraid at 80 years old and sick and feeble as I am, I don't know what's going to face me when I get back.
Well, we're going to deal with this.
It's facing me now here, and I can hardly stay alive even here.
All right.
So I don't know what's going to happen if I go back to California.
All right. Well, we're going to take care of that when you get there. So hold on a minute.
Sure.
We have to take a break, Jordan. We'll be right back with the one and only Jordan Maxwell, who has given so much of his life to helping all of us. And he's one of the very few. Stand by. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Talking with Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, this whole game which is played with the American people, and that game is politics, labels, left, right, liberal, conservative, and all that. And they're running around chasing their tails, not remotely aware of how this all is being controlled. Nothing of any consequence is left to chance. It is all manifested by virtue of a long plan that goes way back. And the average person, if you try to suggest that to them, will look at you like you're crazy. So that's not possible. Well, it is not only possible, but it is in fact the way the world is administered. Nothing of a surprise there to you or most all of you listening. But to try to convince the average person that things are not what they seem to be, is something that I urge people not to waste your breath on. Don't do it. I can't tell you how many people have told me they've lost their wives, their families, they've lost friends, simply by disagreeing and trying to present reality. So be careful with whom you try to spread the truth. If you find someone who knows, great. If you find someone who wants to know, great. But most people, you can hear the door shut. They have been so programmed and so brainwashed that they do not entertain anything other than that which they have seen on the nightly news. And I'm being serious. You know all this too well.
All of this I know, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I am amazed at how criminal our country has become. A classic example in California, when I was living there years ago, I found out, I can't tell you how I found out, but I found out that California as a state has special license tags for the mafia, for organized crime syndicates. They have a special license tag for the cars of anybody in the mob. And those license tags tell the police and highway patrol,
leave them alone.
Do not touch those cars under any condition, period. Mm-hmm. No matter what they do, do not touch them. They are untouchable. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that. I saw that happening. In fact, and I was told that organized crime in California have their own license tags. A lot of people don't know how far gone California government really is. Is so corrupt now, it does business with the mob and has the mob do their business for them.
California, this is a communist mob, all right, a Bolshevik mob. It's not some traditional Cosa Nostra mob. This is international elite Bolshevism, and it's a mob. And it runs the planet.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And it scares me because I know my country is being taken over right now in front of your face.
Yeah.
You don't have to look any further than the world around you. And you can see you've been shut down, told to wear a mask, stay 6 foot away from other humans, shut your mouth and stay home. And we hope you die. And we hope you starve. And America says, okay, how high should we jump? And Americans are quick to do whatever they're told to do. The soldiers in our military from years ago, many, many years ago, would never believe that America has quickly given up and wear their mask and stay home and keep their mouth shut and just do whatever they're told to do. And it's really extraordinary stuff that Americans are told, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you have to wear this, you have to do that, and we oblige, we go along with it. Never realizing that this thing is a put-up job from day one. I'm just amazed at how Americans have bought into this incredible treason going on, and I am just amazed. There's so much more I could tell you. I wish I could. So many things I have seen, I wish I could tell you, but I couldn't because my life would be taken, I know.
Well, you and I need to get together before, look, they can take any of us out at any time. And I hope that we can sit down and put all this into the record. It's time. We need to put this in the record. You don't want to be taking this with you. You know, there are interesting things going on. I understand this eviction thing, how horrific it is. On the other side of the coin, I also understand how landlords, decent landlords who own apartment buildings and rental properties, have to pay their mortgage. They've been led into this trap of everything's mortgaged and leveraged, and they're going to lose everything. So I understand why they would want to try to evict people. But this is a total impasse. There'll be no winners, there'll be no losers, unless somehow the government says we're going to freeze it all for 6 months, which they should do. Now, in New Orleans, a landlord went to the county courthouse to file a number of eviction notices. And somehow the people, these aren't rabble, got wind of it and went to the courthouse and stood with their arms up, straight up over their heads, like, stop, keep eviction. I can't quite read this sign. But here's what it sounded like today. They were stopping this landlord from literally going into the New Orleans, Louisiana courthouse to file eviction papers on all of his tenants. Here's what it sounded like. All right, so the point is, this guy is trying to get past this crowd of tenants, people, to go in to file his eviction, and they won't let him. We're going to see this all over the country more and more. But of course, that's what the game.
You're not going to believe.
That's what the game has been designed to do. Yep. Well said. We're going to see things we will not believe, and that's the truth.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And it's coming soon, and I have said to other people that that September and October of this year is going to see some terrible things happening on the earth, not just to America, but like it's going to be very similar to 9/11 for New York, but it's going to be something that's going to be very, very terrible. It's going to happen on the earth to the whole world of mankind. I don't know what it's going to be. It could be possibly a world war. It could be a comet hitting the earth. It could be something that's so devastating, the whole earth is going to feel the brunt of it. And I think it's going to happen in September and October. And that's not that far away. It's coming very soon. We're going to see some terrible things happening in America and on the earth, period.
Jordan, like I concur with you. Oh, I absolutely agree. I have had people, you have far better sources than I do, but I've had people tell me that a year and a half ago that all of this that we're experiencing now was going to come to pass, and it has, and it is. And I've also been told that geology and geography and climatology will all be playing roles, earthquakes, volcanoes. And I have also been told that there's a very strong likelihood of a major asteroid impact. It won't destroy the planet, but it'll sure kill a lot of people, cause a lot of problems. I think you're correct. September, October, I think the next 5-6 months are going to be hell on Earth.
Oh, it's going to be, without a doubt. It's going to be terrible. And nobody can really, I don't believe, can really understand the severity of what's coming. It's going to be terrible because you can't keep America unemployed, wearing masks, staying home, and don't do anything, and wait and watch and see what's going to happen to our country and our people. When people are not working, when they're staying home, and the business of America is business. And when you shut down business, you're shutting down America.
Oh, they killed
it. And you have not seen anything yet.
They've killed most small and medium business. It'll never come back. It'll be picked up by big box stores. Now I'm told that Bezos, the billionaire, and Amazon are looking to buy up shopping malls to turn them into Amazon fulfillment centers. Okay? That's where it's all going.
Nice.
More amalgamation, more takeovers. Now, here's another aspect. We grew up in a time when we saw black Americans in the 1950s really make a lot of progress. I think naturally all this racist stuff would have gone away if blacks had continued or been allowed to continue on their trail in the 1950s of real assimilation. They were heroic in the war, World War II. They were heroic fighting, certainly, in the war effort in Korea. They were dressing beautifully. They were really thinking they're Americans. And then that was all taken away from them by the Intel CIA boys and girls who in the 1960s taught them, oh, you have roots. You have pride. Your pride is being degenerated. So they turned away from it and they lost so much pride. They had, you remember how when you were a little kid, black people would get dressed up on Sunday just like white people and they'd go out for walks and they'd go out for lunch and dinner. It was a whole different world then. And I'm not saying there wasn't racism. I'm just saying what it is now has unfortunately been turned into the antithesis of racism as we used to think about it, because blacks are hating whites. And 9 out of 10 black and white crimes are committed by blacks on whites. Here's one for you. This is in North Carolina. A 25-year-old black man, Darius Sessoms, walked up and shot a little 5-year-old boy in his front yard as he rode his bicycle with his two sisters, 7 and 8, right in his front yard. This guy walked up and executed a little white child. That's hate racism. That's what we're seeing encouraged all around the country. This is not going to go away. It's going to get a lot worse. So we have more racism now than we may have ever had by design. It was all planned.
Incredible. Unspeakable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But that's what's coming and that's what's going on, and the people are easily buying into it.
And nobody's complaining about anything much. No, we're not out in the streets, for God's sakes. You're right.
And when I was growing up, my family always told me to have respect for everyone. And when I was a little kid, I used to ride my bike to the west side of town on Sunday to go to black churches, to be there in a black church because I loved the people. And they knew me and they accepted me. And today, that's impossible.
Yeah, well, you'd taken your life in your own hands if you did that, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
Now, there are a lot of black Americans who thoroughly reject this racist violence that many blacks are exhibiting toward white people. They hate it. But they've got to stand up and really start screaming about it and making noise, because the media is just not covering this properly. And then halfway around the world, we have Israel bulldozing Palestinian homes on the West Bank. So wherever you look, Jordan, it's this racist division and hate.
And you know they're rebuilding. They said they're going to rebuild Solomon's Temple. But the problem with that is that Rothschild is financing the rebuilding of Solomon's Temple. That should tell you something right there. When the Rothschilds are financing the reestablishment and the rebuilding of Solomon's Temple, especially when you realize after study that there was, in fact, on this earth, no Solomon, no King Solomon ever existed. And so the Bible says in the scriptures, in the New Testament, that Satan took Jesus to the top, to the pinnacle of Solomon's temple. And that's true, because if you look at the history of Solomon's temple, you will see it was a myth, and they don't mind admitting it in encyclopedias that there was no King Solomon. That King Solomon's temple is the great pyramid of Egypt. It's incredible. And that's why the scripture says Satan took Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple. Mm-hmm. The word pinnacle is the topmost point on a triangle. Well, that's what the pyramid of Egypt is a pyramid. It's a triangle without its tip, and that's why it's on the dollar bill. And I've said to you before that this is why on the back of the dollar bill, we have an Egyptian pyramid with the triangle at the top that Jesus was supposedly taken to the pinnacle of the temple. The pinnacle is a triangle on top of the pyramid. And that's why it's on the dollar bill, on the back of the dollar bill. There is so much more to be known, so much more needs to be said. And I wish I could say more, but I can't because I'm afraid for my life. And that's quite literal. I am afraid for my life.
I thoroughly understand.
Well,
we should make it quite clear that Jordan will never commit suicide.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, as far as politically speaking goes, he wouldn't do it. Maybe personally, he gets sick of all this, and I understand.
Well, I have to tell you, I am very, very tired of living. I'm extremely tired, and at this point in my life, it would not bother me to leave this world. I don't know why I'm still here. Maybe the spirit in the universe has a reason for me to stay. I don't know why. I have suffered through the past 60 years of tyranny and hatred and people taking from me everything I own, stealing from me my name, my products, my books, my videos, my website, everything, and I'm left with nothing. At 80 years old, I have nothing to live with or on, and I'm just amazed that I'm still alive, and I don't know why, but I'm still here. So I'm asking
help. You still have work to do, my friend. That's why.
Well, maybe so. I don't see how, but maybe I do. I wish I could do more than I'm doing now. I wish I could, but I know the trouble it would cause. And I know the people I would cause trouble to are not the kind of people you want to cause trouble for. And so I don't know what else to do. I just do my best to stay alive each day and try and help people a little bit by trying to wake them up a little bit. If I could tell you some of the things I've actually seen and been there and witnessed to, it's an incredible story. I've seen a lot and I've heard a lot. But I just go with the flow. I do the best I can to stay alive. But like I said, I don't know what I'm going to face in the near future because I've got some friends coming from Northern California. They're driving here to Flagstaff, Arizona. Next week, they called and said they're coming here to pick me up and bring me to a new place to live in Los Angeles. And I have a friend in Los Angeles who has a home. And he's offered me a bedroom, a room to live in. Mm-hmm. And so I've been told by so many people, please come back. We want to help you. And I know that I do have so many friends in Los Angeles, but I don't know what I'm going to face. I'm really afraid at 80 years old and sick and tired and weak to think about the future. But I just go with the flow and see what's going to happen.
Well, That's a very pragmatic way to approach it. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I do hope the people in L.A. will somehow, all of you in L.A. who know and love Jordan and respect him, will get together and make sure that he has a monthly allowance. It won't take, if there's 20, 30 of you, what, $40 a month each? He'd be fine. You can afford it. So I hope
anything at
that
all,
they will get together. Yeah.
Anything at all is better than nothing. And nothing is what I'm faced with right now. And that's what I feel like I'm going to. Is I'm going because my friends say that I should come back because they want to help me. Well, I'm hoping that that's what will happen. I don't know, but I'm just assuming and I'm hoping it will happen. Mm-hmm. And therefore, anyone in the Southern California area who wants to do something for me or help me in any way or wants to talk with me can go on my website. But remember, my website has the word show, S-H-O-W, in it. It's called the JordanMaxwellShow.com.
Right.
That's my website because other people have taken my website. And they own my website, and they've taken my books and my videos, my website, and everything else from me, taken it from me. And that's ritual, and it's like a ritual abuse to take
satanic ritual
away
abuse,
from an
Jordan.
80-year-old
satanic.
Man.
It's satanic ritual abuse. And if nothing else, what has happened to you has proven that there is evil off the charts on this planet.
Oh, God, yes, yes. If I could tell you one half of the stuff that's happened to me in the past couple of years, you wouldn't believe it. And I'm just alive because I happened by chance to be alive. And I feel that I have something important to do because of what I have had experiences with and because of the people I know. But I know that I am too old and too tired and too sick to go on. And I really would not mind just leaving this world because I'm so tired of looking at the criminality and the ignorant people everywhere. Somebody said a long time ago that God must have loved the ignorant people because he made so damn many of them. That's true.
Brother Dave Gardner might have been one who said that long ago. Remember Brother Dave Gardner?
Remember him? I had all of his records when I was down south, when I was back in Florida. Brother Dave Gardner was funny.
He was a funny man. Well, you're not going to leave a moment before you're supposed to leave. That's the way I see it. So we want to get you in L.A., get you in that bedroom, get you in that house, and then we're going to get you back on the program here, and we'll help, if I need to, we'll help organize your friends in L.A. I'll be happy to oversee it. But we want to make sure you have a stable amount of finances coming in so you don't have to feel, as you do now, penniless and just bereft of all substance in your life. What happened to Jordan is truly satanic. The people involved are beyond evil. Trust me on that, and I will leave it at that. They are the worst. They're not human. It's inhuman evil. And not good. JordanMaxwellShow.com. Don't forget
correct.
The show. All right?
Yep. JordanMaxwellShow.com.
Got it.
Jordan, I would love to get emails from people who are hearing me. I'd love to get the emails from people who are hearing me and who have something that they might be able to do to help me.
I'm glad that we have an opportunity here. We put the website up. Let's give them an email address where they can email you.
Yeah, it's JordanMaxwellShow.com. Just email
that's your,
the
now that's
show
your website.
And I get it. And I'll get it.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. So just go to Jordan Maxwell Show and you can email Jordan right there.
All right.
Okay, when you get down there, and I know the timetable approximately, but we'll put you right back on here. We're going to get this set up so you don't have to worry anymore.
That was so nice of you. So, so nice of you to do that for me. Well, and I do dearly appreciate that.
Happy to do it.
Because I never thought I would ever end up in the shape that I'm in today. It never occurred to me that that would happen to me. But anyway... How long are we on for this time?
We're up. Time's up right now. We're up.
Okay. Well, let's do it again real soon. And I appreciate you and what you've done for me. And I appreciate being on the show again.
Well, it's been a long time. And we have seen a lot of things. We certainly have.
Oh, God, yes. I wish I could tell you the stuff I've seen. And the people I've been in the company of. The people I have been in the company of and seen them do things with my own eyes. You would not believe some of the stuff I have been privy to see and hear with my own eyes. And see with my own eyes and hear with me. And listen to what is being said. But if I talk about it publicly, I know the people will be hurt. Because they're not supposed to talk in front of me, but they did. And I was not supposed to see things that I did see. And so I couldn't say anything about their names and who they are because it would be reflect on them. And I know that. So I have to just put up with it.
Understood. No. Say no more. We got it. All right, Jordan, I'll talk to you soon. Looking forward to getting you relocated. All right, you be well. Take care. And don't give up. Okay,
Jordan. Bye-bye.
Good night. The one and only Jordan Maxwell. Okay, we're going to follow this move to L.A. and make sure that he is taken care of. Okay, back with more in just a few minutes.